Good morning, everyone. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. My name is Anthony Moore. I serve as the senior pastor of Carolina Church, and I am honored to have you with me on this morning, and thank you for your consistency. And for those of you who are new joining us, we appreciate you being a part of this prayer called line. I want to continue today talking to you about God's intention regarding our weakness. I started looking at this passage of Scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 9. And I'm going to read the A clause of verse 9 of chapter 12 of 2 Corinthians from the Living Bible version translation that you might follow me as I go through this. For those of you who are new on the call, grateful for your presence. I spend some time intentionally giving out some biblical instructions, and then we find ourselves praying and interceding on behalf of those who've requested prayer, and even for you who are on this line, we intercede on your behalf. In 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9, and I read to you from the Living Bible translation, it says, "I am with you. That is all you need. My power shows up in weak people." Allow me to give this to you again. It says, "I am with you. That is all you need. My power shows up in weak people." The world's expectation of perfection is a delusion. The world tries to rationalize a lot of things with mathematical principles and solutions. They have a set kind of understanding about how we should look and what we should do and what the formula of success ought to look like. And often they try to squeeze us into their culture and their mold. As a result, we are often made a target of their opinions, especially as Christians. As a child of God, even from your own perspective, we expect perfection from those of us who name the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We think that if we are in Christ, we should be sailing on a bed of roses and nothing should happen to us. But I think I ought to tell you all that that line of thinking is wrong when it comes to God. There is something that we need to understand in the kingdom of God, and that is God loves to use weak people. I want to say that again. God loves to use weak people. Seriously speaking, you all, no matter who you are, unfortunately, in reality, every one of us has a weakness, or has weaknesses, plural. And those weaknesses can either be emotional, it can be intellectual, it can be spiritual, it can be physical. It can even be mental. But God can use us regardless to what our weaknesses are. It doesn't matter. What's sad, however, is that God is not able to use a lot of people today because of our ignorance of who God is in our lives. See, we've limited him in our thinking and in our opinion. And as a result, we deny our weaknesses. We defend our weaknesses. We excuse our weaknesses. We try to hide our weaknesses. We resent our weaknesses. We are embarrassed by our weaknesses. But what I need you all to know is that his ways are different from our ways. So often we have mistaken God's ways by trying to intellectualize him with our own wisdom. But God says to us in Isaiah 55, verse 9, "My thoughts and my ways are higher and different from yours." So in the eyes of the so-called wise world, you may look very silly when they see your weaknesses, But God says to us in 1 Corinthians 1, verse 27, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 27, I will take the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. Therefore, some of your weaknesses, some of our weaknesses, are deliberately allowed by God for the very purpose of demonstrating his power through you and enabling you to get a clearer and bigger picture of him. Job was a typical example. Job in the Bible was a typical example where God allowed his affliction and liberated Job out of this boxed opinion of God that he had. Job could say in Job 23 and verse 10, Job 23 verse 10, when he had tested me, I'll come out like gold. Job 13 verse 15 says, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. Although, y'all, we may not be perfect, the thing that is different about us is that we have the grace of God available to us to overcome our weaknesses, our problems, our challenges that we face in life. 2 Corinthians 12, 9, the A clause, my grace is sufficient unto you, for my power will perfect all your weaknesses. Philippians 4 and 13 says this, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. God is never limited by our limitations. Please allow me to give this to you one more time. God is never limited by our limitations. The Bible says we're like common pottery, fragile and flawed and breakable. But God will use us if we allow him to do so. And remember, God is never limited by our limitations. When we stop trying to perform, stop trying to pretend, stop trying to be perfect and become honest with ourselves, God will pour out his supernatural power into you and our lives to fulfill his purpose. But God wants us to depend upon him. He wants us to depend upon him. 2 Corinthians 12, the verse 9, that B clause of verse 9, says, I'm glad to boast about my weakness. I'm glad to boast about my weaknesses so that the power of Christ may work through me. Paul says, when I'm weak, then I'm strong. In other words, what he's actually trying to convey here is that my weaknesses enable me to depend upon my God for the enabling strength. God can turn your weaknesses around for his glory. Your greatest miracle in your ministry will come out of your deepest weakness in your life. If we ever learn to totally depend upon God for our strength and enablement, God's going to use us to do great exploits for him. He's not asking for your ability. God is not asking for your ability. God wants you to totally depend upon him and allow him to take your weaknesses and use them for his glory. It's a lie of the devil to make you believe that your weaknesses disqualifies you from being used of God. A lot of persons have been procrastinating about making themselves available as an instrument of God. People of great ability and gift are wasting away their lives because of wrong thinking that has mesmerized them to believe that you need to be perfect before God can use you. It's a lie of the devil. And this has apparently crippled many of us and made us unproductive in the kingdom of God. May I say to you on today as I close, you will never find that perfect person in this world. It's merely a dream, a delusion. God is the only perfect and holy individual. God knows who we are. He knows. God is not expecting perfection from you and I. He's not looking for perfect people because he knows he could never find one. But rather, God's looking for that person who, despite their weaknesses, is willing to say, I want to be used of God. Is that you today? Are you hiding behind your weaknesses? Are you embarrassed by them? Are you refusing to let God use you in spite of what your weakness might be? Galatians 3 and 29 says this, and if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. All of the people that in the Bible that God was able to use mightily were not superhumans. They were weak and imperfect people. Yet they had a heart of character to be honest and humble and teachable. And God used them. What is God saying to you today? Let me ask you all to help me today to pray for persons who are on our list. Deacon Sharon Durham, Sister Jackie Thomas, Brother Gary Davis, Sister Mary Davis, Deacon Evelyn Mack, Sister Martina Baxter, Sister Velda Jones, Deacon Ruby Dixon, Brother Robert Briggs. We're praying for Leroy Carpenter. We're praying for Margaret Jackson. We're praying for Associate Pastor Chantal Russell in the transition of her uncle. Praying for Luester Hainsworth. Luester Hainsworth Lucas, who needs knee replacement surgery. We're praying for them today. I'm praying for you, my brothers and sisters who are on this call, and for the names of persons I don't have, that I don't know to call, but God knows who they are. Father, in Jesus' name, today we are grateful to know that, Lord, you created us in such a way that you wanted to get glory from us in spite of our conditions, in spite of our weaknesses, in spite of our limitations. We thank you, God, for helping us to know that you are never limited by our limitations. God, you're not limited by our limitations. We thank you for that revelation today. We thank you, God, for helping us to see and to understand that what you're looking for is a heart that's willing to be used of you in spite of what our weaknesses are. So, God, a few of your believing children have come together to know now that your greatest desire is our dependency upon you. And so a few of your believing children today have come dependent on you. God, we need you to get through the activities of this day. We need you to help us get through the circumstances that we have been confronted with, the situations that have been placed front and center on stage in our lives. We're dependent upon you. Unashamedly, Lord, we are dependent upon you. We know that we are fragile and that we are frail and that we are, God, limited in what we're able to do. but through you all things are possible. So, Father, we in fact want to ask you to forgive us for not only our weaknesses, but to forgive us for our mindset of thinking that you couldn't use us in spite of our weaknesses. God, please forgive us. We pray today, God, for your forgiveness. We pray for your activation of your Spirit and your Word in our lives. I pray for persons on this call today, for persons who signed on, for persons who in fact need you, whatever the needs are. God, we know that you're able to meet every need. Now, Lord, I pray, have your way. Speak as only you can. Orchestrate as only you can. God, deliberately place us in environments as only you can. Open doors for us. Close the doors that need to be closed. Make a way for us that need to be made. God, even develop us in the process. You have our permission. We're grateful to know, God, that you are a God who is well acquainted with our grief and our sorrows. So, Father, whatever you're seeking to do in our lives, we receive it now. Hear our prayer. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen. God bless you all. Thank you all so very much for your time today. In the event that you were not able to get all of what I've given to you in terms of your notes, you can certainly download our app, Carolina Church app, the Carolina Church app. Download that app, and you will be able to hear this prayer call again in its entirety and others that we've done in the past. Hey, God bless you all. I want you to have a great day on purpose. I want you to take the principles I've given to you on today and make them front and center in your own lives so that you might be the person God's calling for. On your mark, get set. Let's grow. I love you all much. Have a great day. God bless you.